Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you come into preseason, especially with a new organization, it's nice to get a good win and a good feeling under a win, getting a lot of rubber and felt the puck a lot. So it was definitely a nice feeling to come in and make an impression like that.
That glove save and the ovation from the fans, I guess, how did that make you feel?
Yeah, that was that's why we play. That's why us goaltenders keep coming back to the rink.
You had that second breakaway from Klus. Did you know it was the same guy you'd stopped earlier bearing down on you, or did you not know who that was?
No, not till just now.
Oh.
It's this same guy?
Same guy.
Yeah, same move.
Yeah. Was it important for you to make a good first impression?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's pretty obvious. Anytime you come in with unfamiliar territory, you want to make a good first impression and kind of instill a bit of confidence in yourself and with the team as you try to, you know, facilitate a unity. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm feeling really good leading up to this game, and in this game kind of solidified those feelings, and I'm not going to think too far ahead.
How long did it take you to feel comfortable in there tonight?
I was pretty nervous to start. First time you step on the ice in a game situation, regardless of the circumstance, you get a little bit of nerves, but I'd say, you know, 2-3 minutes, they pumped a couple into my chest early. And that got me a bit of a feel for the game, and I was kind of just rolling from there.
Connor talked the other day about your relationship. I mean, what does that mean when you come to a new team where you have that comfort factor with someone that you're pushing one another in the summer and carry that over into the season in some ways?
That's a huge part of this transition so far is I've come into the dressing room and knowing him and you know, three or four of the other guys, and being as close as I am with Helly, having worked with them already, and we have a good bond to start with, and it just makes that transition a lot easier.
So you guys have similar styles. I mean, it's a small sample size, but it looks like you guys move similarly in that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's you know, attributed to us having similar training regimes or whatnot, but yeah, I guess if we look similar, then we look similar. Yeah.
Did you like the way that you felt in goal, top of the crease, able to move around the way you were?
Yeah, my movement feels good. I'm seeing the puck. There's still a couple, you know, of little tiny tweaks that I'd like to make, and that I personally thought I felt a little sloppy in a couple areas, but I mean, it didn't hurt me tonight, so lucky for that, and I'll just you know, work on those little tweaks leading up to the next game.
Back to the Edmonton days, did Hendrick say anything to you at all after he scored?
No, but he did say something before. I remember playing against the Jets last year in preseason, and he wired one, a slap shot from the top of the circle, not the top of the circles, it was like at the red line, and it went off the crossbar and out. And so he was giving me a little bit of shit for that, and unfortunately he had to get one after he said that, so he must have been in my head.